Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The 46th annual Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival will return for a full two-day and two-stage festival experience on Saturday, June 24th and Sunday, June 25th at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, featuring a remarkable roster of 21 musical groups. The lineup is headlined by musical icons Bonnie Raitt, Pat Metheny, Angelique Kidjo, Tower of Power, Chucho Valdez, and today's most electrifying artists, including Snarky Puppy, Corey Wong, St. Paul, and the Broken Bones, and the list goes on and on. Although I do want to just say Kurt Rosenwinkel will be there as well, and I just enjoyed saying Rosenwinkel. From jazz to roots, funk, blues, and beyond, the festival will bring its blend of top-notch artists and ensembles, solidifying its place as an international destination and a must stop on the festival trail. And if you need any proof for that, just go to the parking lot before and during the event and talk to folks and see where they have traveled from and have them tell you their festival stories. It is certainly fascinating. Festival presenter and producer Danny Melnick is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good, Joe. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate
it. It's really nice to have you on the program. So what does a presenter do?
Everything.
from I do everything.
From curating the festival to overseeing, the complete production of the festival. I have, obviously, in this case with Saratoga, have an amazing partner at SPAC and a huge staff there, and I have a team as well. But we do oversee and work together to do everything from the beginnings of the planning stages to marketing, promotion, sponsorship, selling the tickets, approving the artwork, getting the merch done, putting on the festival that weekend, and all of the nuances that go into it. So it really is a full-time, full-year job, and it really is soup to nuts.
What is the challenge of bringing a group together? I mean, it seems to me on the face of it a nightmare that you have basically, okay, this is the weekend we're going to do it, and now we have, this is our list of people we would like, or and then we have to figure out who's available when and totally how to get them there and all of that.
Yeah, it's such a myriad of issues. The biggest issue we have, I think, really at the end of the day is finances. We obviously have a budget that we work from, and there are countless artists that we would love to have and countless artists that the audience wishes we would have that we simply cannot afford. So that's one thing. The second thing then becomes availability.
May I ask you who you can't afford?
So many big names. People have come up to us over the years. How about this one? How about that one? I mean, honestly, some of the bands that would headline their own big Live Nation shows, it's back, like Santana in the past, he recently just passed away, but Jeff Beck and so many other artists, Stevie Wonder, mega names, and the festival just cannot get there.
But am I right? And I'm sorry because I interrupted you. But isn't it also from my talking to you, Elizabeth, and also the artists themselves over the years? Yes, that's all true. But some of the people who do want to do it is because of that festival experience.
Definitely. I mean, we've had some phenomenal artists over the years. Obviously, the festival's now 46 years old. So back in the day, all the unbelievable legends of jazz were playing that festival and headlining the festival. Plus, we had Aretha Franklin and Ray Charles and Smokey Robinson and Isaac Hayes and all these incredible artists. And so there is a lot to be said about the festival itself, the history of the festival, SPAC as a venue. A number of years ago, for the first time ever, we got Nora Jones, which was a really big get for us. She really wanted to play. Bonnie Raitt was at the festival in the mid-80s and not since. And her career obviously has, radically evolved over the years, and she's become such a major artist. But the stars aligned this year when it came to Bonnie, and we got her, and we're thrilled.
Are they concerned with who else is on the bill?
Yes. Well, I will say some artists are. So in a case like Pat Metheny particularly, he always wants to know who else is playing. He wants to know what position he's going to be in. He has a very particular view of when he wants to play based on the technical setup and also the audience. There are other artists that always want to know who's going on before me, who's going on after me. But then a lot of the other artists, particularly the artists on the Discovery Jazz stage that we have, the smaller stage and some other artists, don't really care necessarily. I mean, I think they're interested, but it's not an issue when we're negotiating.
Right.
They really just want to be on the festival. They want to play. they want the gig, and they love the exposure.
Does that have anything to do with cross-pollination in the sense of people that they can perform with or drop in and play with?
I would say yes. I also think that as an example of an artist, you know, I'll be honest with you, in Pat's case, like, he really does not want, like, a ton of other guitar players that day. Like, if he found out it was a guitar day,
yeah,
and he was one of eight guitar players, he would be like, eh, it's a little too much guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of that, too. You know, there's a lot of interest in what else is happening, but also a protective element of making sure that they're being presented in the best light. And we, as the festival, you know, producers, do that anyway. I mean, we've take that very seriously, that we want to offer a really diverse roster of artists to the audience. We want people to hear many different things, which is what we've done for years and years and years at Saratoga. And so we would never do a guitar day or a singer's day, but there are people that obviously are concerned about that, and they might run into a presenter somewhere around the world that thinks that's a fabulous idea, and that can become an issue.
The 46th annual Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival takes place at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on Saturday, June 24th, and Sunday, June 25th. It's such a kickoff, really, to the summer season. It just seems like the start of everything, which is so exciting. Is there a point where people sort of keep the date open because they know, and I guess I'm asking this more in an artist sense than an audience sense, but they keep the date open because they would love to do that and make it part of their schedule.
Definitely. So a couple of things. The festival ebbs and flows a little bit with the dates because we're always on the last full weekend of June. So if June was June 30th on Saturday, July 1st on Sunday, we would not do that weekend. We would be the prior weekend. So we always look at the calendar and we're the last full weekend of June. But already for 2024, I'm holding a number of artists for possibility of performing, and the agents, some of them have been in touch already asking about the dates because they do want to line it up with some artists that want to play or pitches that they want to make to us about their artists. And they're also lining it up with Canada and Europe and all the other things that are going on. And earlier you asked about, you know, getting somebody. I mean, we have tremendous competition in the marketplace globally. So there's a lot going on at the end of June, beginning of July. And, you know, that's a big issue for us. So, yeah, we try to plant that flag with our dates, and people and, you know, the artists and the agents definitely ask.
What is it about the when you talk about the really the ebb and the flow of even just putting on the festival and say, OK, this is what these are the dates. This is what we're going to have. But then the idea of what makes sense for an audience? I would think you could drive yourself. Here's my point.
Yes,
I think you drive yourself nuts worrying about, because you were saying guitar day, singer day, but also I think you could make yourself nuts thinking about, well, this should go first, this should go third, this should go fifth. This is what the audience thinks. This is what we've been told, and dot 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 dot.
It is unbelievable because not only do I have a very strong view and opinion, and experience about what I think should work, but the audience has an opinion, and the audience has a million different opinions because I get emails and texts and you know, even calls sometimes from, and even we have a fan Facebook page with the festival. It has over 1,000 people on it. And somebody will say, that's a great headliner. That's not a headliner. She's an amazing singer. She's a terrible singer. You should have more Latin jazz. You should have more blues. Blues stinks. You know, like, so it's just over and over and over again. So for us at SPAC, we not only have a very deep history there, but we also have done, I think, an amazing job at listening to the audience, but also teaching the audience things. And we have this fabulous, very open-minded, diverse audience up there who really wants to learn about great music, wants to be entertained, wants to have a good time. And that festival caters to that. So I am never the type of producer who says, this is what jazz is, and you are going to come to this event and learn about what I say jazz is. We always allow the artists to do their thing, play their music, and whatever style they're playing in, whatever vibe they have is their thing. We don't define that. And we try everything we can to offer a really diverse program. We are not cramming anything down anybody's throat, and we know that people keep coming back to this event because they really have a good time. And that's what it's about. It's fun.
Danny Melnick is our guest, festival presenter and producer of the 46th annual Fryhofer's Saratoga Jazz Festival, returning for really a full two-day and two-stage festival experience. Yes, last year was a bit...
Last year was the 45th. It was the first full festival we did coming out of the pandemic. So we had this very modified event in 21 where the state throughout the winter really, and then of course they opened things up. And anyway, as the planning for 21, we were only allowed to have 8 groups only on the main stage. And we had pod seating. It seems so long ago.
I know.
and all of that. And then last year we did the first full festival back. Business was good, not amazing last year. We had a very challenging time at getting a bunch of the artists that we wanted because the rebookings and rebookings of those tours that were happening through the pandemic and out of the pandemic kept bumping and bumping and bumping artists off of, you know, the possibilities of us having them. It was a challenge that all the presenters had, but we still had a fantastic lineup and people had a really good time last year. And this year, you know, people are really super excited about the lineup. Ticket sales have been amazing so far. And I think that we got a bit lucky throughout the summer and fall. I got a bit of an earlier jump on things. And some of the alignments of these tours, booking some of these artists with other presenters around the region, really helped a lot. So that was amazing, particularly with Bonnie Raitt. She's also playing in Chautauqua and in Rochester at the Jazz Festival, and we worked together to book her. They're not super close to Saratoga, so it's okay with us as what we call a radius clause.
Yeah, it's a big state.
Yeah, and you know, same with a number of the other artists too. But yeah, sometimes you know, it's all about hard work and luck.
So you were touching on this, and I'd just like to go into it a little bit further, which is when you look at somebody like Bonnie Raitt, I would not think of her naturally as a jazz performer. And you brought this up that some people say, oh, okay. So what is do you even try to define it, or is it just what you feel will fit?
Well, I think that, again, I'm dealing with a very deep history of the festival, but also the fact that a lot of jazz festivals around the world, and George Weins, who was my boss and created this festival in 1978, who passed away a couple of years ago, created Newport in 1954.
Right.
And his whole thing, even in the 50s, was blues, soul, gospel, Latin music, was all this sort of connective tissue with jazz, and that these jazz musicians were touching upon those styles of music in what they were recording and playing and who they were touring with. And those other artists, the blues artists, the gospel artists, the soul artists, were also connected to jazz in many different ways. They had horn sections, they had certain grooves, what have you. So I've always felt that all of this music is really connected, not only musically, but also programmatically, because the audience is into all of these different types of things. You know, we have this incredibly multicultural, diverse audience, and that goes hand in glove with the music. So if I was presenting, you know, a hip-hop festival, I would be presenting all these different forms of hip-hop, but it would be in a hip-hop lane. With these jazz festivals, it really does break off into these other roots, these other branches of the tree. And I know people say that a lot, but it's true. And it gives us an amazing opportunity to book all these different styles of music. Bonnie Raitt loves jazz. She's a phenomenal pop, rock, blues artist, very well connected to, you know, so many different artists in the jazz world throughout her career, and blues artists, of course. And it just makes sense. It made sense when she was there in the 80s, and it makes sense now.
When I think of my experiences with the festival, some of my happiest moments are seeing people who are now gone,
yeah,
who are, you know, some of the absolute greats. I think of Mel Torme. I think of Ray Charles. He's still with us, thank goodness. But Tony Bennett, just amazing, amazing artists. And what a wonderful opportunity to get to see them do their thing.
Yeah. I mean, for me, being, you know, my age, I'm now 55. And
Yes,
we are. I think we talked about this last year, actually. And to start working in the business, you know, when I was sort of like 19, 20 at Blues Alley in Georgetown in D.C., where I went to college at American University, And to think about all of the legendary, phenomenal artists that have passed on since then that I have worked with is really mind-blowing to me. And it is some of the largest, most important, biggest names in, you know, pop culture, and people that a lot of people don't really know about that, you know, just were journeymen or, you know, a side man or a side woman here and there that, you know, passed on. And it is a phenomenal, it's been a phenomenal 35 years already. It's incredible.
21 acts for this particular festival, so we can't get to all of them, but throw out some names for us.
So we all talk about a lot of these bigger artists, Pat Metheny and Bonnie Raitt and Snarky Puppy, but I really want to talk a little bit about some of the more up-and-coming artists that we have on the festival, because we always introduce these phenomenal new artists to the festival. So we have this incredible South African piano player on Saturday named Duduzo Makatini. He records for Blue Note Records here in America. He is from South Africa. He still lives there, and he is a monstrous piano player who is playing on the Discovery stage on Saturday. We have Carolyn Wonderland, who's a killer blues guitarist and singer who I had booked originally during the pandemic and then tried to rebook her, and she had some health issues, but now she's finally coming back. She was the last lead guitarist in John Mayall's Blues Breakers band and the only female guitarist John Mayall ever had in his band over a 60-year career. On Sunday, we have Samara Joy, who just won 2 Grammy Awards, Best New Artist and Best Jazz Vocal Album. And she is in right in front of our eyes, is now 23 years old and becoming this like major star in the music scene. And we have her coming on Sunday. I have Mark Giuliano, who's this monstrous drummer who just was on David Bowie's last album, the Black Star album, but played the Falcon Club down in Marlborough the other night on Sunday night. I went to check him out, and it was mobbed, and people were flipping out. And Mark's coming with his great band, you know, on Sunday too. So we have a lot of really cool, different things that we do. You know, on Saturday, Angelique Kidjo and Snarky Puppy and Corey Wong, who's so super popular right now, and Tower of Power is celebrating their 55th anniversary. So, you know, just this really fantastic, great lineup of artists. And, you know, we're just so thrilled to be able to do the festival every year. Fryhofer's, of course, is our sponsor again. Now they're in their 26th year, and they are gold for us. And it's a joy. It's an honor.
What's backstage like?
Well, it's a funny thing you should ask, because I was at SPAC on Wednesday, and they are doing a massive reconstruction of the backstage area. They're redoing all the dressing rooms, all the bathrooms, the catering room. They're building a new kitchen for the caterer. It's so amazing what's going on back there. It's really cool. We have a ton of dressing rooms on 2 floors. We have a communal catering space. We have a production office on the side of the stage. And so there's just a lot of activity going on backstage, because we are hustling artists in and out of these dressing rooms all day, into catering, up to the, you know, signings where they sign merch, playing on both stages, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of movement, a lot of activity, a lot of hang also backstage, because the artists are all seeing each other maybe for the first time in years, or for the first time in, you know, months, or some people are meeting each other for the first time ever. So there's a lot of hugs, there's a lot of hang, there's a lot of chatting. It's cool. It's really, really great. But the construction that they're doing there, which I saw on Wednesday, is mind-blowing, and I am so excited about that.
It's really terrific. It all will come to fruition on Saturday, June 24th, and Sunday, June 25th at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. It is the 46th annual Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival returning. You can find out more information about the festival and about ticket information and all that good stuff by going to SPAC.org. SPAC.org. Danny Melnick is the festival presenter and producer. It's always a pleasure to have you. I thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I know you live somewhat close, but it's very nice for you to come in and share with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Joe.
All right. Be well. Again, the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival at SPAC on the 25th and 26th of June. SPAC.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.